You've got it tuned to KEXP, listener-powered radio at 90.3 FM in Seattle, and you can find us online around the world at kexp.org. I'm Cheryl Waters, so excited to have our good friend Zola Jesus back in the KEXP studios. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I found out not too long ago that you've been hanging around the Seattle area for a while.
Yep, I have been. I'm a resident now.
I want to talk more about that, but I am super excited to hear some songs from the new record. Do you want to start us off with a couple of tracks?
Yeah, we're going to start with Dangerous Days, the first single of the record.
Wonderful.
Never were the one for us.
so beautiful. It's Zola Jesus live here in the KEXP studios. Dangerous Days from the new album Taiga. I can't wait to hear more. I love it. It's so wonderful. Zola Jesus live on KEXP. That song from the new album, Taiga. It is so great to see you. Welcome back.
Thank you so much.
And you're here with your fabulous band. You sound incredible. And when we first met you and first discovered your music, you were living in Wisconsin. I know you're from rural Wisconsin. And then last time we had you in studio, you had moved to L.A., which was such a change, which must be have been exciting creatively. And now you're living in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
I'm curious to know what made you want to move to Vashon Island and how it's been for you there. What have you been doing?
Yeah.
And when did that happen?
Well, I moved there... late 2012, and now I live in proper Seattle. But yeah, just coming here on tour, I never felt rooted in Los Angeles. So on tour, I'd always kind of look around and, you know, imagine myself in these places and see if it would work. And every time I came to Seattle, it just felt right. And so, yeah, so when I wanted to leave L.A., I just thought, why not pick one of those beautiful islands in the Puget Sound? And Vashon called me, so...
Yeah. And what was your time like there? Was it in 2012 when you first went out there?
Yeah, it was 2012 and 2013 I spent there. And it was just, yeah, it was really, really lovely. I would love to move back there one day.
Because you, for your previous three albums, you had released records and toured almost nonstop. Mm-hmm. And what was, and then living in L.A. where, you know, the pace is maybe not the same as New York, but a laid-back, hectic pace. What was it like to slow down, move back to a rural environment, and start creating this new album?
It felt great. It felt very liberating, you know, to finally unchain myself from that very strong sense of society and those really urban environments, and then to go to Vashon and to feel like how I grew up, you know, where things are slower and the world just feels bigger in a way. At the same time, it feels smaller because you don't see so many people, you know. It just feels more natural that way.
The new album is absolutely beautiful, and it seems like you've headed in a new direction. Two things stand out for me. It's a big sound, and your voice is super clear mm-hmm. on this record. What was your thought going into this record? Because it definitely seems like a little bit of a new direction for you.
Yeah, I think I just wanted a challenge, and it was just, I felt like it was time to confront the insecurities and that I had with my voice. And to try to mend the relationship I had with my voice after letting go of my study of opera. You know, I picked up studying opera again and started reconnecting that bond with my voice that I had previously lost.
It's interesting to hear you say that because I really love your reverb-drenched effects on your previous album. And I knew that you were classically trained in opera, and it actually never occurred to me, oh, we're not hearing that operatic voice. And it's funny to hear with that training that you had sort of a lack of self-confidence about that. It's so gorgeous to hear it unaltered, even though I do love those earlier albums. I read somewhere that you reconnected with your teacher and you were taking lessons over Skype.
Yeah, I still do it. Yeah.
That's great.
Twice a week, yep.
Gotta love technology, right?
Certainly, yeah. It's really helped me.
Tell me a little bit about the bigger sound on the record. I understand you worked with a co-producer on that. What made you want to bring someone in?
Again, I got to the point where I felt like the ideas that I wanted for the record, like having a lot of brass, a really big sound, a big Wagnerian sound, I couldn't do that just on my own. I couldn't do that just in a bedroom with Ableton or Logic or one of those little soft, you know, programs. So I wanted to work with someone that had connections to that world of, you know, session musicians and being able to help me mix it in a way that felt very grandiose.
That's nice. It's a beautiful, beautiful record. Taiga is its name. And actually, this morning as I was getting ready for the in-studio, one of my coworkers, DJ El Toro, came by and said, are you going to sniff her? And I was like, what?
Oh, yeah.
I understand you have a new fragrance.
Yeah. It's kind of rubbed off because I put it on early this morning. But yeah,
inspired by the record Taiga, mm-hmm. I understand means arboreal forest in mm-hmm. Russian. And is that the inspiration for the scent?
Yeah, the inspiration was just trying to find a scent that reminded me of where I grew up. So like firewood and the, like birch trees, things like that. But then also had a kind of a very ancient smell. So it was just like a very primal scent. I don't know.
Are you wearing it?
Yeah.
Nice smell.
I am. You can't really smell it.
All right, I'm going to take a try.
But you can, yeah.
Oh,
maybe I'm
you
just
can.
So used to
it's
it.
It's lovely. I love
Thank
it.
You. It's really strong.
Are you going to be selling that at your shows?
I am, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Is it called Taiga?
It is called Taiga. Yeah, I collaborated with a Seattle company called Blackbird, who's been wonderful, and they helped me create the scent and produce it.
Well, it's fabulous. You can get the new record and a fragrance and go out to see a live show, and your new year is off to a great start.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in. You all sound wonderful. You want to play some more songs?
Yeah, we're going to play Lawless.
Excellent.
Off Taiga.
It's Zola Jesus live here in the KEXP studios.
Down.
Nice. Zola Jesus live in the KEXP studios. Heading down to Portland for a show at Mississippi Studios tonight. Do you have a big tour ahead?
Yes.
You excited about that?
I am. Yeah, I'm very excited. I'm really happy with my new band. So.
Yeah, let's meet these fine guys.
Yeah. This is Daniel Eaton on trombone.
Sounding amazing, by the way.
And then Mikey Pinot on drums. And Alex DeGroat on synth and bass synth.
Welcome. Yeah. These all sound great together. You have time for one more?
I do. Yeah, we're going to do Hunger.
Ooh.
Till it takes me away.
such a powerful performance. Your live shows are always amazing. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
The new album from Zola Jesus is Tyga, and can't wait to see you again.
Yeah, same.
Thanks to all of you. You've got it tuned to KEXP Seattle.